Hi, good morning guys. My name is Verda and this is not my first podcast. I forgot the password of my previous account and so I'm starting from scratch. So this is just a intro. My name is Verda. I am 24 years old. I'm a DDS student, which is a doctorate in dental surgery, and yeah, I'm from Pakistan, living in USA. So don't you dare make fun of my accent. I don't know what I'll be talking about, what I'll be you know, what particular topic or genre I will choose to talk about. I'll be actually just rambling or venting out. I don't know. And I don't know what day, what time. Because being a medical student, you don't get to spare a lot of time. So yeah. But I'm pretty excited. Let me know if you guys have any questions about me or about you know, my field. So hope you guys enjoy me rambling and my weird funny voice. So yeah, so that's the all from today. You guys have a really, really good day. Yeah, bye bye. Hi guys, good afternoon. It is Sunday afternoon and it's 2:18 p.m. right now in San Francisco, California. So I've been thinking about my childhood and my teenage lately, and I really, really miss it. I wish I could just go back, because my childhood and my teenage was amazing. I had a time of my life, my school life, my home life, everything was perfect. So we had a lot of fun. Like, we used to go so many places, we used to play a lot. I had around 40 friends, like 40. Oh my god, just mind blowing. And I'm still friends with them, I still talk to them. To most of them, actually. And so, yeah, I mean, that was amazing, and it still is. It just, you know, now, once you grow up, you have to be responsible, you have to get mature with time, otherwise, you know, life gets tough. I mean, it's already too tough, but then if you don't take it maturely, if you don't take it seriously, it gets tougher. So, if any one of you want to share your best childhood memory, share it with me. I'd be so glad to listen to it. It would be so much fun. And yeah, like my podcast channel, and we'll have fun. So now I'm gonna talk about my best childhood memory. There are so many of them, like, but my best one is when all of my friends, we used to play hide and seek. So I used to live in an apartment, and so there are like around 30 to 40 buildings, and then it was in a compound, so we can go and hide anywhere without worrying about, you know, strangers and security and all.
So we used to play hide and seek, and all of us, like all of my 40 friends, we used to hide, and then the person who used to seek us would have to go in each and every flat, behind every car, to look for us. So it was so much fun. And then there's another memory which I miss the most, is when all of our friends, we used to sit down and talk, and you know, I don't know what we used to talk about, but just talk and you know, listen to each other, make fun of each other. It was so much fun. I just wish I can go back and, you know, relive that time. But I know that's not possible. So, yeah. So, that's be all from my side. I hope you guys like it. Make sure you share your memories with me. I'll be so happy to hear them. Thank you so much. You guys have a great one. Bye-bye. Hi guys, good afternoon. It's 3:31 p.m. in California, San Francisco, and I'm just lying down taking it easy because the last 3 days have been the worst nightmare of my life. My father was really, really sick. He was in ER, and he's never been sick, so it was an eye-opener for me and for the rest of my family. And not that I was not grateful for my parents, but I am more grateful now. And I'm scared too, you know, just thinking about if your parents are gonna be with you in the next 5 years, if they will be there to see you grow, if they will be there to play with your kids, or if they will be there to answer your calls. It's really scary. So whoever listening to this and you have parents, or you have a parent, be there for them. They want nothing from us except for our time. And that's it. Respect them. Show them what they mean to you. And just be there for them. Talk to them. Ask them about their day. Compliment them. Yeah, so last 3 days, I was very emotional since last 3 days. And I don't know why I'm here today. Just, you know, I'm here to vent out, to talk. That's it. I don't have any particular topic in my mind. I don't have any particular thing to say in my mind. I'm just here to vent out whatever is in my heart. And so, in these 3 days, I have been thinking about my past, my childhood, and how my life was with my family, what role my father played in our lives, and yeah, so, my father was a very responsible husband, a very loving father. Never have I ever seen my parents fighting or even talking or speaking in a high tone with each other. I have always seen my father working hard for us, making sure we are going to a very good school, making sure we are doing what we are supposed to and what we are supposed to not. He was always there for us, emotionally, physically, and I always wanted a man for me, for myself, like my father. He is a role model. He is like, I want my husband to be like my father, to be responsible, to be loving, to be there for his kids, to be loving towards me and my kids. So don't look for a man who has a lot of money. Don't look for a man who has a big house or a big car. Don't look for a man who offers you a diamond set, maybe. Look for a man who loves you unconditionally, who is there with you in your hard time, who is there with you when you are not your best, when you're not at your best, like you're the worst person at that time. He is there for you to hug you and to tell you that he loves you and that everything is gonna be okay. Who is there to hold your hand when you are, you know, when you think everything is gonna, you know, go away. Who is there to tell you that he is there for you no matter what, that he's never going to leave your side, even if you tell him that you want some time alone. He just stay behind, wait for you to call him and to hug you. Nowadays we tend to run after money. Money is everything for all of us. Beside every relationship, everyone, we just need money. And that is why we suffer. That is why we are stressed out. That is why we are sad. No matter what we have in our lives, no matter how much money we have in our bank, no matter how big of a home we have, but we are sad. We are lonely. So yeah. That's be all from my side. Sorry, I've been sad and emotional. I hope next time I'll be talking about something fun, maybe. I hope you guys remember my father in your prayers. Thank you so much for listening to me. And think about what I said for some time. I hope you guys have a great and a healthy day. Bye bye.
Hi guys, good afternoon. It's 12:19 p.m. in San Francisco, California. And I'm going back to Texas in 3 days? 2 days? 2 days actually. So I'm flying on 27. So yeah, I'm like happy but sad. I'm happy to be home finally, to have a schedule and to, you know, start my college and all of that. But then I'm sad because summer is almost over. No more fun, no more, you know, sleeping in, late night sleeps and all of that. So yeah, so like couple of times I just get this comment that I am a old school or I am a old soul, and it confuses me because not that I am a laid back girl, you know. I am into technology, I am into cars and, you know, all of that. But I like country music. I not that I'm saying that people who like country music are old soul, but I'm just telling about myself that I like old songs, country music. I like to live in a countryside area. I love animals. I want to be with them, you know. I love wearing vintage clothing. I don't know, it just reminds me of my childhood, how I used to see adults wearing clothes and all. Yeah, so all of this makes me an old soul, and I don't get it why. I mean, I enjoy latest, you know, I mean, things too, like, you know, the clothing nowadays and the music. I love the music nowadays and all, but I enjoy more the old music. And it's funny. I don't know why. I mean, in all of my siblings, I was the naughtiest one. I was the mischievous one. Yeah, I've troubled my parents a lot when I was a kid and all. So, nobody ever thought that I would be like that. And then I feel like whenever I listen to the old music, or whenever I think about living in a countryside area one day, or whenever I just wanted to sit by the beach and just listen to the waves, and that's it, it brings me peace, it brings me happiness, it brings me sanity, and I feel so calm and peaceful whenever I do that. Yeah, talking about beach, yesterday we went to there is a beach called Half Moon Bay Beach in California, and I loved it. The view was breathtaking. The sound of waves. There were not a lot of people, maybe because it was a weekday. But yeah, it was quiet. There were birds chirping and flying, and it was amazing. So we were there to watch a sunset. It was beautiful. So yeah, and if all of you guys are listening to me, and whoever listened to me, they must have noticed I don't talk about any particular topic. I just come and talk my heart out, and I love to do that. I love talking my heart out. I don't know if you guys like it or not. If you do, just, you know, let me know. If you don't, let me know. I would love to get a feedback. You know, it just feels good. I don't care how many people are listening. I don't care the number. Whoever is listening, I want them to enjoy and feel whatever I'm feeling right now. So yeah, in my next podcast, I'm thinking about talking about college, but I don't know what I would be, you know, thinking that day, or what I wanted to talk about that day. So, but yeah, I'm gonna talk about my college and my school, and then my present college and all. So yeah, if anyone of you are going back to school too, let me know. Are you guys excited? Are you guys nervous? I am very excited, a little bit nervous about what's coming, you know, regarding subjects. But beside that, I'm really, really excited. I have to shop for stationery and books and all. I haven't shopped yet. I'm just waiting for that first day, and then I will go and shop. So yeah. Alright guys, so that's be all from my side. I hope to listen or to read you guys' feedback. I would love to do that. I'm saying you guys as if so many people listen to me. But yeah, that's be all. Thank you for hanging out with me. You guys have a good one. Bye-bye.
Hello. Oh my goodness. I have been planning to record a podcast since 3 or 4 years, but I'm not able to because I've been so busy with school. I'm not getting any time, and this is the only time to record, and it is 2:30 a.m. I just got done with organizing things, books and all of that, creating accounts and I don't know, blah blah blah. So I'm really, really tired, and I just wanted to share my first day of school today. So I went to the college today. I had 3 classes, so I went around 10:30 because I'm in first class at 11. And guess what? I have been looking for parking there for like 15 minutes. There was no parking. Parking lot was full. So after like parking my car, I just went in, and it was like a shock because there were so many students. Everybody was like in a rush. Everybody was running here and there, and I was like, oh man. And so this campus is new for me, so I didn't know where to go for the classes and all. So first I got kind of confused, but then I went in and I looked for the class in the maps, which was right beside the entrance, so that was like a good thing. So I looked for the classes, and then I went in. The first class was anatomy and physiology, and it went good. The professor seems kind of strict, and you know, like he might give students a hard time, I don't know, but he seems like, you know, he's just really strict and you know, like straightforward and all. So yeah, and then after, and the class got over at 12:20, and then I had another class at 12:30, which was psychology. So that class I went in again. I thought it was physics. Apparently I was taking physics, but no, it was psychology, which I'm glad it was, because who likes physics? I'm just kidding. So yeah, after like that class, the teacher was good. She was very nice and, you know, friendly and funny. So yeah, so that happened, and then my third class was at 5:30. My 12:30 class got over at 1:50. So then I was free. I went to the bookstore, I got the books and all this stationery, which was so much fun. I was really, really looking forward for that, to that. So I'll get there. Really sleepy, guys. So I've done that, and then after like all the stationery and books and all, I just went out, and like I was trying to you have to like connect through this app from where you can do your homework and all of that. So I was trying to download that and the ebook and all the apps that I need to get through this semester. And after that, like around 2:30, I went out to get my lunch, because I left my lunch box in my car. So I bought the lunch and I ate. It was yummy. I was really, really hungry, and after eating my lunch, I was full. So by the time I finished eating lunch, it was almost class time. So I went to look for this class too, and I found it easily. And then after that class, I went again to the bookstore to get the books, to get the book for the last class. And so after my class, I was very tired, but then I decided to go meet my dad, because he was in Indiana when I arrived. So I arrived yesterday, and he arrived today from Indiana, and I arrived yesterday from San Francisco. So I was in San Francisco for 2 months, so I haven't seen him for like, I hadn't seen him for like 2 months, and so I was like really, really eager to meet him. So I went to meet him, and it was fun. I ate dinner with him, we talked and all, and then I left from there at 10:30, 11-ish. I came back home, put my stuff and just did everything that I needed to do, and now I'm done and talking to you guys, telling you guys about my day. So the day went good. It was like a busy, I don't know how it went, but yeah, it was fun. I enjoy being busy, because when I'm free, I'm just sad, I'm frustrated, I just think about all the negative things that happened, that could have happened, that might happen, so I'm a very negative person. I'm looking forward to get done with this semester with good grades and good GPA, and then enjoy my vacations in Canada. I'm planning to go Canada in December to see my friend, and yes, I might go for 10 days and then I go back to San Francisco. So I guess I should go and sleep now, because it's 2:45 and I'm done upgrading you guys. I am debating between starting a vlog on YouTube, but I don't know if people would like it, if I am a good vlogger, if I would be able to do that religiously and all of that. So if you guys think I should, let me know, And yeah, I mean, if you guys are starting a school anytime soon, good luck, have fun. If you guys have already started, have fun, good luck, try to enjoy. Don't take it too easy, but don't stress out. Yeah, you know. Yeah, that's all from my side tonight. I don't know when I'm gonna do the second podcast, but I'll do it soon. Good night. Hi guys, it's been a long time. I have came back to Houston. My college hasn't started. I'm going to college. Today was my second week of college. So yeah, and then guess what? I'm sick. I hate being here in Houston for some reason. Whenever I'm here, I'm sick. When I'm not here, when I'm, you know, in California, I'm just okay. Like, I can deal with anything there. Because maybe because the it's always cold, so the germs and, you know, everything, they don't spread that fastly or that widely as they are here in Houston. So it is like really, really so annoying to, you know, to deal with this, with the sickness along with, you know, your college, because I'm not able to focus. And it's been going on, it's been going on since 3 days. Like, I have it since 3 days, and it came out of nowhere. Like, I slept a-okay. I woke up with a sore throat. I was like, what's going on with my throat? And I was thinking in my mind, what did I eat last night? And I didn't eat anything wrong. Like, you know, just a salad, a sandwich, things like that. So, oh man, I don't know. It's the weather. It's because it's cold in like class, in college, and at home, and it's so hot here in Houston. Oh man. I just came up for this life update, you know, just to share what's going on in my life. I don't know nobody is listening to my podcast apparently, but I still come up and talk thinking somebody would listen to me, and it might help him, or it might, you know, he or she might think we're never coming to this channel again. So yeah, and so that's it. I'm gonna go now because I don't want to speak a lot. I just want to give rest to my throat because I've been speaking a lot at college. So yeah, I mean, I will talk to you guys later on. So yeah, okay, bye.